One hand on the cross, Jesus and his family are two things he's lost.
The Preacher von Jamie Anne Commons bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und da läuft ja gerade ein Song zur Weltmeisterschaft auf den verschiedensten Kanälen, der fast schon zur inoffiziellen Hymne geworden ist. Jungle wurde mittlerweile millionenfach angeklickt und wird ganz sicher auch dem einen oder anderen von euch vertraut vorkommen. Eine Zusammenarbeit von dem eben gerade gehörten Jamie Anne Commons und einer Band, die zurzeit in Brooklyn beheimatet ist, die Ex-Ambassadors. Ich freue mich sehr, dass die beiden, also in Form von, das werden wir gleich näher vorstellen, tell me your name, please, first.
My name is Sam Harris.
Sam Harris und Jamie Anne Commons hier bei uns im Studio sind. Ich sage herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Pleasure.
Oh, what wow. A great hey. Song that brought you together.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to know all about it. And of course, where did you get to meet the first time? Because of this song, or did you know each other before?
We had admired Jamie's work from afar. We had heard him when we first signed to Kid in a Corner, which is the same label that we're on. And I heard this magical voice, and I was like, I gotta work with this guy. I gotta. I gotta do it. And then it kind of came about where Alex was like, Alex is the head of the label, and our producer, Alex the Kid, and he was like,
I don't know, you know, Jamie's, you know, I don't know if he's going to be able to, like, work with you guys. I don't know if that's going to work out.
And I was like, oh, man, come on, you got to make it happen. And then this song was a track that Alex had given me. It was a track that he did with this guy, Mike Del Rio. And I had written this chorus for it, and it was kind of sitting around. I didn't know what was going on with it. And then I get a call from Alex one day, and he's like,
Jamie's written some verses on it. He wrote some really good. They're really good.
This is a really, really bad impression, by the way.
Oh, my God. It's spot on.
He's going to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. He totally will.
Why should Jamie say that he wouldn't work with you together, Jamie?
I don't know.
I just hate...
What comes from Ithaca, especially from this band.
Oh, yeah, these Ithacans.
Oh.
Is that actually it, Ithacans?
Ithacans, yeah. Ithacans.
No, he's, I don't know. It's
just Alex trying to make you seem more mysterious.
He's good with the head games. He's always playing with your mind, you know.
But there's this crossover that Alex has both of you on his label, and he brought you together in a way. Can we say that?
Yeah, totally.
That's exactly the short version.
Yeah, that's the short version.
Eine alternative Rockband, die eigentlich ihre Ursprünge in Ithaca, New York State hat. Und der Singer-Songwriter Jamie Anne Commons, der eben auch da drauf ist. Und Jamie kommt ja eigentlich aus Großbritannien. Where originally from Great Britain?
A place called Cheltenham. There's a race course there. Very lovely race course. Cheltenham Races, Gold Cup Week. Visit, it's amazing.
Really? Do I have to wear a hat?
It's kind of like the Irish drunk version of Ascot. Yeah, Ascot's the one where you wear the hat, but Cheltenham's the one where you have fun.
Okay.
So come. It's going to be amazing. I've never actually been.
It's just like My Fair Lady. It's just like My Fair Lady, except with more drunk people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, you moved from Great Britain to, what is it, Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah. Then back to London?
Yes.
And then back to LA.
And now I've just moved to LA, a few months ago.
Yes, not so many British musicians do that. Why is that your choice?
I really love the radio in America, and I like how accepting everyone is of genre kind of still exists out there, where it doesn't really exist in England anymore. You know, everyone kind of listens to everything, but there's really like, there's country stations, there's rock stations, there's alternative stations, there's hip-hop stations. You know what I mean? It's like, and so you know where you're at. You know what I mean? It's just very confusing in England at the moment, where everyone kind of like.
And on which station are you played?
Well, that's the fun thing. Actually, we're kind of getting a lot of crossover. You know what I mean? Because we've got the blues stuff, which is, and we got the rock stuff, and we got the hip hop beats with Alex and stuff, and pop stuff. You know, and it's really doing well on a lot of charts, which is great, I guess. You know, so. Yeah, maybe that's why I like it, I guess, you know, like I can do everything and some people can only do a few things.
And now you have this great combination of this song Jungle, which many, many people are clicking right now, thanks to the internet.
Thank you, internet.
I like the internet.
Yeah. I like the internet a lot.
In this case, it's quite all right.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
How is Alex involved in there, your label chief? Did he produce this one? Was it his idea? Or tell us about the song.
He produced it, yeah. I mean, it was, again, it was... It was like the most collaborative thing that could have possibly happened. It was a track that he had worked on with another producer at Kid in a Corner, called, his name is Mike Del Rio. So they made the track together, and then we made the track together, and then the band got involved, and then Jay-Z got involved, and it just turned, that's what I think is so special about it, is that there aren't many tracks out there like that that are true collaborations, and it feels really unique and really cool.
So we're going to listen to it right now. Jungle heißt der Song von den X-Ambassadors und Jamie and Commons bei Flux FM.
I'm ready.
I'm so tired.
Jungle, die Ex-Ambassadors und Jamie Ann Commons. Und gerade wurde ja schon vorab erwähnt, dass Jay-Z auch irgendwie involved war. So how did they, you know, get to Jay-Z? What did he do?
Well, it came about through our label. Maybe you could explain a bit better, Sam.
Well, from what I know, Alex had been trying to get a rapper on the remix for it. And I guess it was all kind of done behind closed doors. He called me up one day and was like,
"Hey, I got Jay-Z on the remix."
My impression is just, it's like, so he's good. In the room.
It's like he's right here with us. I didn't really ask questions. I just freaked out and was like, "Oh my god, that's amazing!"
It's great. I think it's just amazing that he would get involved with two degenerates like
two
us.
Two degenerates,
you know?
Like us.
I think so too. You're really lucky.
Yeah.
But the song is great, and you're not conquering the world with it, and that's good. So. Maybe we should tell the people, of course, they've seen it probably in the internet as well, that is also involved with the marketing campaign then because of the Dr. Dre headphones.
Yeah.
This sticks together in a way, and also that helps, of course, the song to get more popular.
Yeah, man.
Of course, it's a great piece of music, but lots of people are watching it because of that. But you're today here in Berlin. You want to celebrate your song for lots of people. Can we say
lots
that?
Lots of people, yeah. We're about to play it for a million people. That's what they're
a million
saying.
Plus, we heard, yeah.
A million
the
plus.
Brandenburg Gate in front of that on the street there. What's it called? The
Straße des 17. Juni? For the Brandenburg... For,
yeah, that sounds
M.
Right.
No, so it starts with an M. I know that.
It starts with an M?
Yes. Wait, hold up. I'll load it up here. This is really good radio. Let me just wait for my phone to load.
Get just it up. Look it up. Unter den Lindenstraße des 17. Juni.
Something fun, no, Fanmeil. Fanmeil?
Auf der Fanmeile, right.
Fanmeile.
That's where all the fans are. It's a mile where all the fans stand and say, yeah, great song. Do your best, you know?
Yeah.
So when will you be on stage? Because now it's shortly after 4 o'clock. You've got not so much time. We got to kick you out of the studio right now.
Oh, 4 o'clock?
Oh, man. Yeah, we got to run on stage. We got to run on stage right now.
Oh, no, Sam. We're not going to make
it.
Sam, come on. We're going to be late.
I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it.
And we're really happy to have you here also tonight. Denn heute Abend sind diese tollen und doch schrägstrich recht verrückten Künstler ganz exklusiv bei uns im Fluxbau in unserer Viewing Lounge mit Barbecue und Drinks. Da werden sie aufspielen, die Ambassadors und Jamie and Commons, ihren neuen Song Jungle. Und wenn ihr sagt, ach, diese exklusiven Tickets hätte ich auch ganz gerne, dann könnt ihr jetzt anrufen 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000 und dann heute Abend einfach zu uns in den Fluxbau kommen und an der Spree tolle Musik und hoffentlich ganz viel Tore genießen. So, and we're a little bit running out of time, and I know you're in a hurry, guys.
We're in a big hurry.
I thought we already left. It sounded like that.
It sounded
a lot like we just ran off.
Yeah, we ran off, and then we had to circle back.
But we're going to listen
left his hat, so,
to a track of the Ex-Ambassadors before. It's called Free and Lonely from the new album.
Play the song, and we got to run and sound check, and then we'll come right back, I promise.
Great. It was really nice to meet you. Have lots of fun. Enjoy Berlin.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come back anytime, and good game. For whom are you tonight? France or Germany?
Germany. Germany all the way. I don't want to get trampled.
I think it's going to be a really fantastic atmosphere if Germany wins. So, and I intend on drinking beer tonight. So,
yep,
good.
It's going to be good if everyone's in positive mood, I suppose.
I think so too, and we hope that. So, yeah. Ex-Ambassadors mit Free and Lonely, und ich sage nochmal vielen Dank an Sam und Jamie. Und ihr seid natürlich bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag.
Danke.
Gerne.